Paul and Barnabas brought them to Antioch, November 4. We declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Every true disciple is born into the kingdom of God as a missionary. He who drinks of the living water becomes a fountain of life. The receiver becomes a giver. The grace of Christ in the soul is like a spring in the desert, welling up to refresh all, and making those who are ready to perish eager to drink of the water of life. During his ministry, Jesus had kept constantly before the disciples the fact that they were to be one with him in his work for the recovery of the world from the slavery of sin. When he sent forth the 12 and afterward the 70, to proclaim the kingdom of God, he was teaching them their duty to impart to others what he had made known to them. In all his work, he was training them for individual labor, to be extended as their numbers increased, and eventually to reach to the uttermost parts of the earth. The last lesson he gave his followers was that they held in trust for the world the glad tidings of salvation.